Can you look to any other sort of can you look to any other electrical system in the country and say they've done this, they've used existing technology, they've dodged a bullet, Sitka should be doing the same thing, or are you pioneering new territory here?
Well, the stuff we're doing or moving into is not really new. In fact, some of these ideas have been going on in Juneau for quite a while. I was involved in pioneering some of that 20 years ago. For example, remote control of water heaters and that sort of thing. That's kind of old technology. But it doesn't really dodge a bullet. It helps the utility operate more efficiently. But if people are going to want to use more electricity because oil is so expensive, that's just a structural change in the market that we really, that's kind of a fact of life. We can't unless we just want to jack up the price of electricity to keep it higher than oil. But that doesn't work. We can't do that. So can you just tell people we're not going to allow you to use electric heat? We just outlaw it? I think that'd be tough to do, too. You'd have the haves and the have-nots, and those that happened to put in electric heat last year, they got in under the wire. So now they enjoy a cheap energy price, and the next guy, we outlaw it, you can't have electric heat, then he's going to have to pay the oil price or whatever. So kind of tough policy issues as to how do you do this.
And that growth in demand, as I heard you tell the assembly, cannot be offset by conservation because electric appliances are such large consumers of electricity.
That's true. When we talk about conservation, I like to put it in terms of we need to look at the total energy being consumed by a building, and that's oil plus electric. And if oil is carrying a big end of the load heating that building, and all of a sudden you stop using oil and you put it on the electric side, now you got a very large load on the electric side that wasn't there before. So even though you re-insulate your house and you fix all the air leaks and you do everything you can and you reduce your total energy consumption of that building, if you shift from oil to electric, you're still going to see more electric use because you're replacing oil with electric. So and that heating load is a typical house without electric heat will use about one-third the amount of energy one that is all electric. So it's that type of a relationship. So if you can save 10% on your energy use in your home, but if you're increasing your electric use by 300%, well, you're still going to see more electric power used. I don't see us being able to conserve our way out of this, speaking from the electric point of view, that if this high-priced oil continues or gets worse, people are going to look for alternatives, and electric is clearly a lower-cost choice right now.